Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Prepare for more severe warnings of heavy rain. The orange level 5 warning remains in place for Gauteng, as well as most parts of the northwest and the northern and northeastern parts of the Free State. A yellow level 4 warning has also been issued for disruptive rain over the Mpumalanga Highveld, the southwestern bushveld of Limpopo, and parts of the northwest and the Free State. And you can expect morning fog patches, that's over central Gauteng, as well as the Mpumalanga Highveld and the escarpment. Pretoria today up to 20, Joburg 19, Mpumalanga, Polokwane 24, Emalahleni 21, Rustenburg a high of 22 degrees.
In Kempton Park on the R21 southbound, the collision near Pomona Road causing slow moving traffic, and in Bedford View on the N3 northbound, that collision near Van Buren Road is already causing queuing traffic.
Gauteng's top police officials have been ordered to track down the suspects involved in the violent assault of men at a Pretoria nightclub. A video on social media showed the men in underwear being threatened, tortured and sexually assaulted. Victims have been urged to open cases at the Brooklyn police station. And in Canada, a Delta Airlines jet with 80 people on board crash-landed at Toronto's main airport, flipping upside down and landing on its roof. The plane had 80 people on board and at least 18 are said to have been injured. There have so far been no explanations of the cause of the accident or how the plane ended up flipped with its wings clipped. Dramatic images show people stumbling away from the upside-down plane, still exiting, while fire crews appear to douse the aircraft with water as smoke was wafting from the fuselage. With that, looking at our Business Minute. The SA Nuclear Energy Corporation says it will need an estimated 50 billion rand for the 6 projects prioritised that include reviving the country's nuclear fuel production and the piloting of small modular reactors. NACSA briefed the media yesterday saying most of the projects are in either pre-feasibility or feasibility stages. The corporation says it's also partnered with various training institutions as part of the prioritising of skills and capacity building. And Hong Kong resumed its tech-led rally on a healthy day for Asian markets. A meeting between Chinese President Xi Jinping and China's top business leaders is fanning hopes that a years-long crackdown on the private sector is coming to an end. The tech revival has also helped offset worries about the impact of US President Donald Trump's foreign policies and decision to impose sweeping tariffs on trade partners. This morning, a dollar at 18 rand 45, a euro 19 rand 31, a pound 23 rand 25 cents. Gold at $2,908.50 per fine ounce. Oil at $75.37 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khada D'Souza, back with more news at 7.
Orlando Pirates, Mamelodi Sundowns and Kaizer Chiefs have avoided each other in the Nedbank Cup quarterfinals that follows last night's draw. Amakhosi will travel to Stellenbosch, the Buccaneers. They'll be away to SuperSport United, while Sundowns are waiting to find out who they'll face. And that's because Royal AM are facing suspension from the league. Elsewhere, Durban City will take on Maruma Gallants. The Varsity Cup season kicked off with a bang as Marties avenged their semi-final loss to Free State University last year with a nail-biting 41-37 victory over Shimla's in Stellenbosch. UJ opened with a 13-29 defeat to CUT, and Ducks back in the top flight, launching their campaign with a 35-8 bonus point win over Wits. The first match of the day, however, had to be postponed as student protests linked to the housing crisis spilt onto the rugby field. UCT's Tigers and Northwest University Eagles were unable to take to the field at the Green Mile after students sat across the middle of the field and refused to move. And that match will now be played today at an undisclosed venue behind closed doors. And in cricket, the Champions Trophy begins tomorrow. After a very turbulent build-up that saw the tournament split between Pakistan and Dubai, with England and South Africa also facing calls to boycott their matches against Afghanistan, India's matches will be played in the